soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on April 23rd, 2023. This message is called Listen, Hear, and Heed the Living Word of God. And I'm talking about the oracles of God, the very utterances of God, both written and declared by His people. How hard is it to obey the Lord? Look at Jesus and see His way of living before His Father. He loved His Father, and the Father loves Him. Jesus obeyed His Father to the point of death. Jesus was and is in perfect union and harmony with the Father. He delights to do His will. I'm thinking about how God speaks and commands. It's written that He teaches everyone. He writes His laws and commandments in people's hearts and puts them in their mind. But Israel and the proselytes into the religion of Judaism, it is not so. Israel and the Jews had God write these things down for them. God wrote on tables of stone to start out this process for them, His very commands. Then the prophets, inspired by the Spirit of God, spoke the prophetic word. Peter also informs us that there was no prophecy of these writings that came by the will of men. The Holy Spirit breathed the word of God through the prophetic person, and they thus spoke. Interesting? We have the word of God both written and declared. You'll see this through the epistles, the writers, the letters of Paul through Thessalonians, for example. I marvel that how the Jews had a zeal, but not according to knowledge. True knowledge, that is, that comes from God. They altered, manipulated, added, and subtracted from what was given to them. They refused to obey it. The witness of this fact is clear by Apostles Peter and Paul, and most importantly, Jesus in John chapter 8. God spoke, speaks, and shall continue to speak. His sheep know His voice. We are commanded in the New Testament to hear My voice. More to the point, the Holy Spirit says, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. God's word is not far out in space or sunk down deep in the ocean where His living word is out of reach. No, it's near to you. It's written. Not only that, if one is a regenerated person in Jesus and has the Holy Spirit abiding in them, they've received the Spirit of God, the Father, and have the mind of Christ, it's not hard to know what God is saying, doing, and what His will is for you. Let's consider Jesus more on this, as He always did what was pleasing to the Father. He only did what He saw His Father doing. Like Father, like Son, He was faithful and obedient, loving righteousness and hating evil. This is the way. Jesus is the way. He laid down His life to do the will of the Father and fulfill all righteousness. Praise the Lord. What's more is that God teaches every man. It shall not be that everyone teaching one another to know God, for they shall all know Me, says the Lord. That's Jesus quoted this very text in the Gospel of John. God puts His laws and commands into us. He speaks and leads those of the Spirit. Sadly, just like Israel, the Jews, and those who perished in the wilderness, they will not hear, will not obey, will not be obedient sons of God, but rather are the children of disobedience, which suffer the wrath of God. Is that amazing? There was only a remnant among the religious Israelites and Jews. The same thing is true for churchdom. Many claim to know Jesus, but they deny Him by what they do, what they say, what they desire in this present evil world order. Many say, Lord, Lord, or I love Jesus, but do not obey Jesus. They do not follow Him. They do not know his ways, just as those who died in the wilderness without obtaining the promise. How bizarre this is! For they saw God's works day and night for 40 years. His glory by day, his fire at night. Every day. And this is why God says to hear him, obey him, and live simply as dear children before him. Do not harden your heart. How serious this is. God was not only grieved with that generation, but came to a full boiling over wrath. So much so that he swore in his wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And they died outside in the desert, not inheriting what God had promised. And this is written for a reason, so those who claim to be Christians would realize that God does not change, and all who name the name of Christ must obey Jesus in order to be saved. That's written in Hebrews 5, verse 9. We must have a pure heart and an obedient mind, receiving all that God says to us, both written and spoken by the Holy Spirit. Listen, hear, and heed his voice, or else. That is not so hard for those who love him, now is it? A very strong rebuke came by Jeremiah about the apostate religious ones he was commanded to address. God likened them to blemished pottery that had to be destroyed. Or the word to Moses, who said those people, the disobedient idolaters, worldly, were not the sons of God because they were defiled. They did not know his ways. They had false knowledge of the world of religion. They erred in their hearts, and they worshiped false gods and kept the abominations of other religions. And Ezekiel also echoes the cry of God against this evil, crooked generation. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Nothing is new under the sun. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.